Larry Bodine is the author from Blog for Arizona. Washington Post calls it the best blog in Arizona. It is the progressive voice for all of Arizona. Here's Larry Bodine. Hi, Larry.
Hello, John. How are you doing today?
I'm so well. I'm so glad you could join me. Thank you very much. What about a Mark Kelly bid for the U.S. Senate in 2 years?
Well, you know, I think it's more likely than not.
Really?
I was doing my research, and, you know, the group that's polling for him wants to put a scientist in Congress, which would in this U.S. Senate, I should say, which would certainly benefit the Senate. Kelly has a lot going for him. You know, he's a Navy veteran, which plays well in Arizona. He flew 39 combat missions. He was an astronaut, went into space 8 times, and has been active in the Giffords group against gun violence. He's very visible, and there was one detail that made me that convinced me that he's going to run for U.S. Senate, and that is he's gone to Washington and visited the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee. They're the ones who line up the money for people running for office, and if he's gone to visit them, he's basically talked to them about supporting him.
You know, the one thing about him, of course, is he's the husband of former Representative Gab Giffords. I don't think anybody's ever watched them together and not had this feeling of how much they care about each other how much Mark Kelly feels as a responsibility to help Gabby continue day to day through this incredible trial after being shot on January 8th, 2011. I don't think anybody can watch them, and I've watched them many times in all kinds of public forums, and I just marvel at the affection they show each other. It's an amazing relationship, and it can't be easy. It just can't be. He's taken it on and just done an amazing job, I think, of loving each other.
I've seen the two of them together too, and they are a matched set for life. And you know, they're both working together to get rid of gun violence, and that's one of the things Mark Kelly is known for. He's also known for being an advocate for dealing with climate change, which would be a real nice change in the U.S. Senate, because the guy who is currently on the committee, the Senate Committee for the Environment, doesn't believe climate change is happening. But Mark has been out there recording videos in support of a new bill in the U.S. Congress called H.R. 8, which would require background checks for every gun sale, whether it's public, private, you know, by a non-dealer or on the internet, where basically felons can get guns now without any trouble.
Yeah, it's shocking of watching the violence in this country day after day after endless day and realize how little we've done about that. I mean, how really little we have done.
We really haven't done anything.
Okay, that's what I'm
saying. You know, the state legislature has done everything they can to, you know, protect the Second Amendment rights of people who want to open carry, you know, in public and show off how macho they are with a gun. And the U.S. Senate has basically done nothing as well. And so H.R. 8, which would require background checks on everybody who buys a gun in any kind of a situation, that's easily going to pass the House of Representatives. Now, over in the Senate, Mitch McConnell has already said, you know, he's not going to let it have a discussion, but there's a big campaign brewing to get him to give it a vote on the Senate floor.
You know, a couple of things about Mark Kelly and a possible bid for the U.S. Senate race in 2020 is, first of all, obviously his war record and his combat record matches anything Martha McSally could put up. I'm not suggesting she didn't serve her country with great sacrifice and with dignity and responsibly. She was an amazing pilot, no question about it, and changed things for women in combat forever. But the truth of the matter is she's not going to out-combat him, and I don't think there's anybody that can talk about the things Mark Kelly's been involved with in greater detail than he can. I mean, he has lived an amazing life, an amazing life. And you know, I think he'd be a great candidate. I really do. You know, I interviewed Grant Woods, the former Attorney General of Arizona, who wants to run for that U.S. Senate race in that seat in 2020. Mm-hmm. And he just says, I'm going to get in it. If people want me, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine. But we have others that really want to get in that race. There's going to be a whole bunch of folks in there, and it could be a Democratic primary of five or six, maybe seven people.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's kind of the Democrats' delight, all these wonderful candidates. Some of the other people who've said they're running, John, would include Ruben Gallego, who is a Democratic congressman from Phoenix, and ex-Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton has kind of indicated.
Congressman?
Exactly, and congressman, you know, that he might be willing to run. And both of them have also talked with the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee. So it'll be interesting to see what the Senate Campaign Committee, you know, which one they get behind, because whoever they get behind is going to have a huge leg up in terms of getting elected. And, you know, and back to Mark Kelly, you know, I mean, it's fantastic that he's got this really impressive military record, you know, as well as, you know, going into space many times. He was on the last Discovery mission. But I think it's more important that, you know, this is a guy who's a scientist. You know, he makes decisions based on data and not religion. He has been calling out for, you know, something to be done regarding climate change. I mean, you know, we could, you know, with more senators like him in office, we'd be back in the climate accords. And you know, we could stop the Trump campaign's, you know, campaign to pollute the environment as much as possible.
You know, Larry, I've been watching today as the Congress reacts to the terrible tragedy of four American soldiers killed in Syria.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Lindsey Graham statement that perhaps Donald Trump had something to do with their deaths because he taunted the rebels and perhaps ISIS that led to this bombing. I mean, that he had something to do with it by his rhetoric. And then, of course, suggesting we should pull our troops out of Syria. That's a little far-fetched, but the truth of the matter is, this is a Republican U.S. senator that said such a thing. I think there's cracks all over the place of the support of Donald Trump within his Republican Party. This is finally coming apart at the seams. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about it, John. Nobody benefits from having the government shut down. You know, it's closed the U.S. courts. I mean, they're struggling to stay open. When you try to go to the airport, you know, you're lucky if there's a TSA guy there who has been, you know, not getting paid and has been ordered to work without pay. You know, how long can you keep this up?
I have no idea.
I read an article and a headline in today's paper that the shutdown is finally slowing down the U.S. economy, and if it goes on much longer, it'll trigger a recession. Thank you very much, Donald Trump.
Well, it's costing us billions and billions of dollars. There's no question when all is said and done, we're going to come out on the negative side of this. It seems to me that the pressure's building on this president, building to a particular point where I have never been convinced that he would leave office within the four-year period. I think now that that's possible. I really do. Do you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, God knows there are certainly enough, you know, criminal investigations of him and all of his organizations that would be a grounds for an impeachment, but it might be very interesting if a group of U.S. senators went to Trump and just said, you know, you don't have our support anymore. You've wrecked the government. You've damaged the environment. You know, you've created the biggest deficit, you know, in the history of the country. You know, you've started trade wars with China. You've alienated our allies. I mean, the people that support us. And I think the Republican senators should just tell Trump, just like the senators did with Richard Nixon, and just say, you're on your own. We're not backing you up anymore.
And the idea of pulling out of NATO at these times, and anyone that would ever suggest that we've come to a place where a respected reporter would ask the President of the United States, if you, sir, are a agent of a federal, of another government, are you an agent of the Russians? And then have the president respond to it. I mean, come on, you just can't make it up. You can't. Wow.
No, I mean, he meets with Putin and he tells the stenographer, it's like, don't take any notes and just, you know, destroy them all. I want there to be no record of my secret meeting with Putin. And, you know, he had an earlier meeting with Putin early in his term where he just started blurting out national secrets. You know, some of our deepest
in the White House,
secrets.
Yeah.
Right, to Putin in the White House.
I know.
It really makes
beyond
you wonder.
Belief.
They've got something on Trump, don't you think, John?
They have to. They have to. No one acts like that if you don't have something on them. You just don't act like that.
You know, and I gotta wonder what it is. I mean, it can't be, porno. Maybe it's a sex video with one of the porno stars that he went to bed with, or
that, or money. It's gotta have one or the other, sex or money.
Yeah, or it's something in his taxes where it's gonna show that he just got millions of dollars from these Russian oligarchs who bought all of the empty condominiums in the Trump Tower.
That's astounding. Just absolutely astounding. Well, it seems to me that things are turning around for Democrats here in the state. Yesterday, the State of the State address here in Tucson by the governor of the state, Republican Doug Ducey, included statements of saying, I want to work with Democrats. Show me some good ideas and I'll work with Democrats. And I'm going, where did I ever hear that before? And I didn't.
Yeah.
So
well,
who knows?
Well,
it's changing.
You know, just how close the balance of power has become. And very interestingly, getting back on gun control for a second, Ducey said that he was going to push for one of these red flag laws, or he calls it the STOP law, where family, friends, physicians can go to court and say, this person is losing their mind, they're schizophrenic, and they've got tons of guns, and they're talking about doing something, and it would be a state law that you could take them all away. I mean, imagine that from a Republican governor.
I about fell over when I read that, too. I really did. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I went to a really good meeting of a group called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense. They have a chapter here in Tucson. And, of course, they're supporting H.R. 8 for background checks in the U.S. Congress, as well as any sort of a red flag law that would, keep guns out of the hands of crazy people. And it's really worth going because every time – well, this time there was a woman speaking called Pat Meesh, and it was 8 years ago this month that she was out
shot,
in that parking lot, and she didn't get shot, but she a lot of other people right around her got shot.
Oh, that's right, indeed.
Gabby did. And she just hit the ground when she heard all the shots, and then she remembers the moment when the shooting stopped for just a second. And two guys pounced on him, two good guys without guns, I might add, pounced on him and stopped him from reloading. And Pat Meesh was close enough that, even though she's, you're in my age, she reached over and took the magazine out that he was taking out of his pocket, stopped the shooting in its tracks.
Astounding,
and,
yeah.
There's a lot of people right here in town that have been touched by gun violence, and they're not going to sit by anymore. They're going to do something about it.
It's an uphill battle, though. Back in the 70s, I put in a gun control bill that said if you wanted to have a gun, you needed to know one end of it from the other. That's all a simple test, especially with handguns. Didn't have anything to do with long rifles or anything else, only handguns. And I got, I think, 50 death threats, and I had DPS officers following me around and bomb dogs sniffing under my children's bed for almost 3 or 4 months after that, and other strange stories of people who are, in charge with trying to keep you alive after people threaten to kill you. But that's the price you pay if you want to talk guns in Arizona. It's not as bad as it used to be, but it's still a difficult task to even talk reasonably about gun control in Arizona. It's not easy at all.
You know, every state has a director from the NRA, and their job is to basically intimidate legislators who, want to introduce legislation, and they're just sort of screaming from the rooftops. It's just, we have to, no matter how many people are killed, and by the way, it's 40,000 people killed in firearm violence every year.
Good
no matter how many mass shootings, they're saying, you can't touch our Second Amendment rights.
And, it's amazing. Mark Kelly and Gabby Giffords have said, we don't want to touch your Second Amendment rights. We're gun owners, and we want you to be able to own a gun. They just want responsible gun ownership. And they'd like to have background checks so that people that shouldn't have guns don't have them. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Not complicated at all. Larry Bodine, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the conversation. We'll talk again very soon. Thanks.
Hey, John. It's always great to talk to you.
You bet. Blog for Arizona's Larry Bodine on the John C. Scott Show.